Governor Newsom blasted PG&E's $13.5 billion settlement plan with wildfire victims in a five-page letter yesterday. Now, the governor says the plan doesn't satisfy AB 54. That's a new state law that would shield PG&E from future fire liabilities if they make significant safety improvements. For more, we're joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jack Pitney, professor of American politics at Claremont McKenna College. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. So this put Newsom in a pretty tough spot. Was he getting any significant pressure from either lawmakers, victims, or shareholders or others to approve this plan?
Well, the problem is if there is a holdup in the process, people who were going to participate in the settlement will have a delay in getting their money. So you have pressure on that side. On the other side, PG&E is spectacularly unpopular throughout the state of California, so he's got pressure on the other side. Will they be able to work something out? Perhaps, but there's strong feelings on both sides.
All right, so what's next?
Well, what's next? The company will probably have to go back to the drawing board, come up with a reorganization plan in hopes that it will meet the governor's objections. One of the governor's top objections was the composition of the board of directors. He said that the board of directors, as it's currently structured, is exactly what got the company into trouble with the safety problems and the financial stability, and he's demanding much tougher steps in that regard.
As you mentioned, PG&E is very unpopular. Is there anybody in PG&E's corner?
Well, not the company itself. There's, again, the people who are looking forward to participating in the settlement want to get it over with. But as far as the company itself, it doesn't have much of an amen corner in California anymore.
And in terms of sort of speaking in the bigger picture of politics, how about PG&E's past campaign donations? Would anybody be taking campaign donations for the company? Can the company make campaign donations at this point with the bankruptcy filing?
The lawyers will have something to say about that. Of course, people associated with the company are perfectly free to make campaign donations. However, those donations come with a increasing political cost. Gavin Newsom is under fire for having taken contributions in the past. I suspect he's not going to be taking any contributions from PG&E figures in the future.
And to that end, how did we get here with this? We know how we got here with PG&E being the position that it's in, but how did we get here with politicians who maybe fell asleep at the wheel a few years ago or several decades ago?
Maintenance is not sexy. Maintenance doesn't get applause. Maintenance isn't a rally cry at a political event. But that's what it really came down to. And politicians weren't watching. Again, we have a term-limited legislature back in the days when legislators served decades. They could pay attention to such things. Not so much the case anymore.
And what would be a viable alternative to PG&E?
Well, there's been talk about a public utility. There is support for that. But again, also opposition. People have said that public utilities have problems of their own. So we're going to be seeing a discussion in the future about the basic structure of how this should work, whether it should be a private, heavily regulated company or a public utility.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and offer your expertise. Jack Pitney is a professor of American politics at Claremont McKenna College.